we've been saying it all afternoon, one of the realities of being human is the fact that we create waste, whether it's our clothes or our furniture or our food. Waste is pretty much unavoidable. But what about the waste we all, as humans, produce every day as a result of consuming food? You know what I'm talking about. Is there a way that this waste product could be recycled to help the environment? Well, over the weekend, some lucky patrons of the Yours and Ours Festival got the VIP experience, thank you for writing that, and participated in an art installation called Pootopia, which aimed to start a conversation around how we treat our daily human waste, much like the conversation you and I have been having this afternoon. The artwork's creator was Dr. Lucas Eileen, a senior lecturer at the Faculty of Arts, Social Sciences and Humanities at UOW, and Lucas is here now. G'day, Lucas.
Hello.
What do you make of the conversation you've been listening into so far? Some against, some for. Does this sort of line up with your experience at the festival over the weekend?
Yeah, these are great perspectives. I loved hearing from both Peter and Brendan about two different thoughts about the possibility of reframing human poo and wee as a resource rather than as a waste. So it's fantastic to hear that.
So tell us about Pootopia, the installation. How did it work?
Well, I'm actually sitting here with my collaborator, Dr. Kim Williams, who's an artist alongside me. I'm also an artist. And our project at the Yours and Ours Festival involved creating a temporary installation, which was a very handsomely constructed straw bale building. And it was the VIP area of the festival. So you know, you've been to big festivals and you go to those portaloos and they're just awash with the most disgusting stuff. You walk out and you think, oh, what's on my shoes? You run out of toilet paper, you know. So people at festivals have a pretty low expectation of what their toileting experience is going to be like. So that's why we set up VIP. So people could come along and have a lovely experience. We have a concierge who checks you in. Everybody chats with you afterwards, and so on. So the many aspects to the project. But the important thing for us is because we're advocates for composting poo and wee to turn it into soil, it's very important for us that our contributors have a very positive experience around excrement.
Okay, so we have a booth, we have a bucket, people are invited to sit and donate a sample to your art installation, and while they're there, you're educating them, you're explaining how we should change our perceptions of this byproduct and consider it as a resource for future food production. So how did the Pootopia project aim to start this conversation and how is it being utilised?
Yeah, well, this was actually really just the very first step in a collaborative project here at the University of Wollongong. This is an artist-led project. Kim and I are leading it, but we have a range of researchers from different areas. We've got a couple of economists. We've got an engineer. We've got some pathogen research people. We've also got the people from the festival, the Yours and Ours Festival, are partners in our project. And so the step one was to have this really fantastic and fun, positive experience around composting poo and wee to turn it into soil. And that was a way for our team to start thinking about all of the different possibilities in terms of logistics, in terms of economics, in terms of the health and safety and public health issues around this kind of stuff, which is part of this big research project we're going to be working on over the next couple of years.
Okay, so I'm interested to understand why. I know you said you're an artist and your colleague worked on you with the project as well is an artist. Why art as the medium to explain this concept? Why do you think art is the appropriate vehicle to have this idea be conveyed and discussed?
So Kim and I describe ourselves as socially engaged artists. So the actual artwork, it involves obviously the creation of an installation that people come and interact with, but a really big part of it is those kinds of interactions and conversations that people have around the edges of their experience of contributing a poo or a wee to the installation. So we set up a really nice kind of lounge area where they could hang out and have chats and just to provide that opportunity for people to kind of reflect upon something that in everyday life, they do it in the toilet and they press a button, fresh drinking water comes down and whooshes away their poo and wee and they never think of it again. So one of the things that art does, one of the things that art is really good at doing, is raising to visibility stuff which is ordinarily not visible or in conscious attention. So that's what we see our role as in terms of the art aspects of this project.
All right, so this is a project, it's an idea, you got a few people talking and thinking about this. What's next? I mean, are you trying to develop this into a larger project to push out to some unwilling government? What's next for this work?
Well, part of the manifesto for Pootopia, I mean, it plays on the concept of utopia. A utopia is a future society that we would love to see come to fruition. And a Pootopia that we would like to see is one in which, instead of mixing fresh drinking water, which is such a valuable resource and in short supply, and, you know, we're coming up to El Nino again, you know, instead of wasting that and mixing it with poo and wee and turning it into a toxic sludge that then has to be recuperated, instead of that, we compost our poo and wee and we turn it into soil. And soil is something that we're losing at great rate across Australia. Whenever we have had big dust storms in the last few years, those things are, that dust in the air is soil that's come off agricultural land. So we need soil, we need to save water. So Pootopia is a version of society where we prioritise that kind of stuff.
All right, Dr. Lucas Eileen, it was a pleasure to understand this topic with you. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a lot of success in the future with this.
Thank you. We're going to scale up for next year's Yours and Ours Festival, and our future goal is for Yours and Ours Festival to be entirely composting toilet use rather than those disgusting portaloos.
All right, challenge accepted. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later on, Dr. Eileen.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care. That's Dr. Lucas Eileen, Senior Lecturer at the Faculty of Arts, Social Sciences and Humanities at the University of Wollongong. I like to think of it along the lines of how Jeff in Berrima thinks of it. Thank you for your text, Jeff. G'day, Jake. Be careful of this whole human waste idea. Remember, you are what you eat.